This is Dr. Timothy Leeds, and I am really excited to be back in Central Iowa. While I'm no longer delivering babies, I will be offering women's services at Story Medical Clinic in Nevada. From routine screenings to surgeries, complete care is available for women of all ages. Story Medical Clinic is located just a block off Highway 30 in Nevada. To schedule an appointment with me or with any of our providers, call the Story Medical Clinic in Nevada at 515-382-5413 or visit us online at storymedical.org.
So good morning and welcome to Experience Marshalltown. This morning we are going to have kind of a two-part show, which is kind of fun. So this morning I have Lori King. Lori, are you on the phone with me?
I am. How are you?
Good morning.
So good morning.
We are going to talk about an upcoming event that's taking place here in Marshalltown, and it is the 5th Annual Bluegrass Music Festival.
Yes,
right?
We're very excited. Yes, it's coming up next week.
Next week, absolutely. So give us a little overview, Lori, of this music festival for those that are just tuning in and maybe have never even heard of it before.
Well, the festival is managed by the Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa, and we're based out of southern Iowa, south of Ottumwa, almost at the Missouri line. So it's a little bit of a jaunt to come to Marshalltown for us. We started doing bluegrass festivals about 10 years ago. And at that time, there was an organization called SPGMA, which is S-P-B-G-M-A. And it's the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music in America. And it's a nonprofit organization similar to ours that was, you know, dedicated to preserving bluegrass music. And they had a festival on Thanksgiving weekend that was held in Newton there for several years. And so just to give you a little background history of that, the gentleman that was managing that was aging, and so he had stopped doing that festival. So we decided to look for a place to have a bluegrass festival, and we ended up in Marshalltown,
which
is north of Newton.
Right, because you wanted to meet in the middle, because we're so centrally located.
Right. Well, and we were just looking for something that was close to where it had been before. I wasn't happy with, I wanted to take over the festival, I guess, in the sense of, you know, I wanted to keep it going on that weekend, but I didn't particularly like the venue that it had been held at in previous years, so that's how we ended up in Marshalltown.
Well, we're glad you chose us.
Yeah, so now we're going on our 5th year, so that would have been probably about 6 years ago when we started looking for it. And so we are going to host the 5th annual Thanksgiving weekend festival there at the Best Western Regency Inn, right on the south end of town. And we've got some great bands coming in for the weekend.
I know. I'm looking at your page in your membership brochure catalog, I guess I should call it. So,
right?
Yeah. So, and so this is November 23rd and 24th, correct?
Right. Starts on Friday. Yep. So it's after the Black Friday shopping frenzy there in town, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely.
And we start in the evening. So you could still, you know, do the Black Friday thing and shop there in Marshalltown, take a nap, and then the evening show begins on Friday night at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the lineup of the entertainment.
Okay, sure. On Friday night, we kick off the weekend festival with a local group, Lincoln Highway, from right there in Marshalltown. So maybe you're familiar with them.
You're talking about the Lincoln Highway Band?
Yes.
I have three of those guys in the studio with me this morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that Terry's probably not there. He's probably in Arkansas still, right?
Terry is not here.
Down bass players, they're hard to get them to pin down.
Actually I have Mike Bergman, Ken Lyons, and Jonathan Hall in the studio with me. We're gonna be talking on the second part of the show with those guys, and I thought that would be a fun
awesome.
Way to really encompass the festival and our hometown local band, and just a great way to really help plug this event and try to get folks out.
Well, that's part of the reason we wanted to bring them in to this year's festival, to promote, you know, local entertainment as well as other bands. And we thought if they saw maybe a familiar face or knew who someone was, that maybe they'd come and listen and and check out all the bands that are performing this weekend. So after Lincoln Highway, we've got a few more bands. We've got Bob Black and Banjoy with special guest Annie Savage on Friday as well. And then River Bend Bluegrass from Missouri. And then back by popular demand is the Baker family from Missouri as well. And I should tell you a little bit about Bob Black. Bob is from around the Iowa City area, but he actually played with Bill Monroe and was a bluegrass boy in the 1970s, plays banjo. And so he's written a book about his time with Bill as well. I think it's called Come Hither to Go Yonder. And I'm not real familiar with the whole book itself, but I know that he did write that, and that's about his time with Bill. So that's okay. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
To have him be there as well. There's a little bit of history about them. And then the Baker family has been at this festival almost every year with us. And they are from southern Missouri and have just really grown into an incredible, talented band. They made an appearance on an audition for America's Got Talent.
Oh,
they did not get to move on, but they did get even if you get to audition on the show,
right.
It's really an opportunity. But Trustin Baker is the fiddle player. He's the oldest boy, and he actually is won the grand championship at in Nashville in Tennessee.
Oh, we got a Nashville star
fiddle
contest. Coming
in. Yes, yes. So that's really cool to have them there. And then on Saturday, we have workshops in the morning. And from 10 to noon. And then Cody Norris, we're going to switch out some bands. So Lincoln Highway is not going to be there, and Annie, and Bob Black. So on Saturday, we're bringing in a couple of new bands. The Baker family and the River Bend Bluegrass, both the Missouri bands, are staying over, and we'll be performing two sets as well on Saturday. But Saturday, we're bringing in the Cody Norris Show, which is anyone that watches RFD-TV, the Cumberland Highlanders, and there's a new show on the internet or on this RFD-TV as well, or one some rural TV show called The Bluegrass Trail. And Cody has been seen on that show and actually spent some time traveling with, I want to say Ralph Stanley, and it just has a great show. He's very traditional. And then we're bringing in another Iowa band called Castle Ridge from the Iowa City area as well.
Oh, big lineup. A good lineup of music. So come on out and partake in this. And let's talk a little bit about the ticket sales real quick.
All right. Well, tickets are on sale now. And today is the deadline for the pre-sale for the reduced ticket prices. There's weekend passes. There's a daily pass rate. So starting at $15, if you buy today, you can get them online. There is a little bit of a processing fee for using your credit card.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can get those at the door or online after, anytime at iowabluegrass.com.
Okay. So folks can get tickets at the door then if they want to.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are available at the door.
All right.
So.
Well, great. So where can people...
And kids 12 and under are free. That's one thing I should mention.
Awesome.
And 13 to 16-year-olds, so teenagers, are only $5 a day.
Okay.
So that's, a way to keep it family affordable and friendly. And but day passes are available or weekend pass for both days. So.
You can bring your instrument out, right? Is there an opportunity
that's
for
correct.
People to...
Jamming rooms, yep. Jam rooms, workshops. There's a whole schedule online as well.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to check that out, if you need a hotel room, they need to call the Best Western and tell them they're coming for the Bluegrass Festival. We have a special rate for that as well.
I see that on your brochure. So we're plugging it on our end here, Lori, and thank you for choosing Marshalltown for the festival. And that will kind of wrap up our first segment. So thank you. We'll chat at you maybe on next Saturday.
All right.
Or
that
Friday.
Sounds great. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Lori.